And the dry spell may be over for now, but hopefully it will return to give us a bit of a summer here. During that dry spell, there is always the fear of fires in wooded areas. Indeed, this past weekend, the Department of Agriculture issued a condition orange, a high fire risk. The National Parks and Wildlife Service has had a helicopter surveillance, flights and ground patrols in operation. Last night, our reporter Ethna Dodd spoke to Andrea Webb, who works as a conservation ranger at the Wicklow Mountains National Park.
So from the helicopter, what we're looking for are plumes of smoke, and we'll head over there and we'll see what that plume of smoke is. If it's coming from the open hill or forestry, we'll be able to get people on the ground involved in putting those fires out. Early detection is key to reducing the damage of these fires.
And how long have you been using the helicopter to detect fires?
We've only been using them for a very short period of time. I would say maybe 2 or 3 years.
And have you noticed a difference in that time?
I think there's a general awareness of fires, more so now than there used to be. Years back, people used to think it was a management control, but during this time of year in the summer, people realise now that it's not something that should happen.
Are you hoping to be able to catch anybody who sets fires from the helicopters? Do you think that will help?
I think it would help. If somebody is caught lighting a fire, it can end up with a prosecution. If it's farming related, it could end up with the loss of farming supports. So it's taken very seriously.
And is this time of year a particularly bad time for fires in Wicklow?
It is, yeah. It's a time of year when everything is breeding. And what's really significant about fires on the ground is they can just destroy ground nesting birds, destroy badger sets, cook the badgers underneath, destroy invertebrate species. Yeah, it's really very harmful at this time of year.
And I understand you had your first fire of the year on Saturday.
We did, yeah. It was just an accidental fire. I don't think the landowner really took into account that there was an orange fire warning and misjudged the situation and ended up burning several hectares of bogland. But they were reasonably quick in getting it sorted and it was under control in a couple of hours.
And can you talk us through what are the risks, particularly when there is an orange fire alert out?
Well, it's more significant than I think we actually realise. It happens quite easily. So a spark from a barbecue, a campfire that's been dug into the ground, just accidental fires, that they can happen very, very easily. Then, you know, there can be deliberate fires as well. People using accelerant, whether it be for fun or other reasons, is just no explaining that. It's just something that everybody really needs to be aware of. If there's an orange fire warning, there should be no barbecues or campfires. The best, if you want to go out and have a barbecue, is raise it up off the ground, use a gas fire, and best of all, just, it's not as exciting, but have a sandwich instead.
And obviously this weekend it was particularly dry, but we've had a very wet spring. Does that make a difference in terms of people's attitudes, do you think, to fires?
Yeah, I do. Well, I think certainly I know in Wicklow it was a crazy weekend. There was barbecues and fires everywhere. There's that panic. We've got sunshine. We need to get out there and we need to enjoy ourselves. But I think the benefit. So, for example, that fire on Saturday, that fire burnt very quickly because there was still a lot of moss and it was wet. It was just the heathers on top was dry, so it burnt quickly and didn't do a lot of damage. Now, an egg would have been cooked in it, but the habitat below would have been all right. So that wet start is a bit of a blessing. But if we have ongoing dry conditions, that's going to dry up really quickly and we could end up having significant fires. And it's just something that people need to be aware of. If they see a fire, they need to phone the fire service straight off. And if they can contact local conservation ranger to contact them, and then they'll be the people on the ground to get things sorted and get that fire out.
That's Andrea Webb there, conservation ranger at the Wicklow Mountains National Park.